7:42, it's Sports Radio 92.9 with the Morning Shift. Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and of course, Dylan is here as well. We've got a mic'd up coming up in a moment, but as far as the NBA playoffs last night, Western Conference, Oklahoma City Thunder, they have punched their ticket to the NBA Finals. They beat Minnesota 124-94, and there was quite a father-son moment. SGA's son was in the crowd. That's going to be a core memory for his son. And that's to see your dad.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's what we want to talk about in the wake-up call today. What is your favorite memory with your kid at a sporting event or any event that you've gotten to take them to? We want to hear about those. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. And tonight, Pacers, Knicks in New York. We could get a series win tonight since Pacers lead it 3-1. We'll see you at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. It won't matter. It won't matter.
No?
You know what I mean? Because Oklahoma City just running away with this thing. Just beating on people. Look, I tabbed this, a couple weeks ago as a team I'd be pulling for throughout because I like how they've kind of grown things and created their own relentless attitude. And this is a team who obviously dealt with the trade of James Harden and the departure of Kevin Durant like 10 years ago. And they've done it again. They've repeated the three-peat, if you will, and I think they're going to get back to the top of the mountain. So
pretty bold of you going on a limb and pick a 68-win team.
I just said I was pulling for him. I didn't say that it was going to happen.
Into the playoffs,
just pulling for him.
You tabbed him as, you know.
No, he pulled a rock. He goes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Now with only them needing 4 wins left, he's like, oh, yeah, they're going to win it all.
I've been telling you guys this was a team.
He's so sour because Anthony Edwards got knocked off last night. He's so sour about it that it's ridiculous.
I tell you what, the only thing that sounds ridiculous is the bandwagon jumping you're doing right now.
That's crazy.
I mean, you sound like some other hosts on this radio station. You know, oh, they're good now. I'm going to pull for them.
Yeah, because the Oklahoma City Thunder are like the Lakers these days. So everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Get out of here with that.
They won 68 games
this
season, and you waited till the conference finals to say, they're my team right now.
I was literally just about to say that. I was like, Bo makes a good point. Like, you waited till Western Conference finals.
Yes. I didn't say I didn't say this last round.
No.
I've been saying this since Allie got here.
Really?
A month.
I do think there has been a poll for the Thunder for quite some time on Mike's side.
Yeah, the conference finals literally lasted a month. So, that's probably where it's at, Allie. I hate to break it to you, but, you know, I mean, next Mike's going to be like, I bought season tickets, so, you know, I can say whatever I want.
Fly now to Oklahoma.
Sure. Which, you know, gives me a right to talk about everything that's going on with the team.
As long as you preface it. You can say whatever you want as long as you preface it with, I get season tickets, so I can say whatever I want.
I got a quarter season ticket package. I want to talk a little bit about the matchup last night, and Anthony Edwards said it, didn't he? Like, he was just like, dude, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't have any answers for you.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is.
He was like, our team didn't show up.
I feel bad for him because, he goes out there and pours it all in there, and he's the kind of player you want on your team. Anthony Edwards is that dude, and look, they're not there yet as a core. I think you take Anthony Edwards away from this team, they're probably a play-in team at best.
Ooh.
From the Timberwolves?
Yeah.
Dylan,
I agree.
Dylan.
I completely agree. Julius Randle has them okay, but they're probably going to be mid. They're like Bo said, I think they're a play-in team. There's not another offensive guy to get the ball to. I mean, you need that second option now or maybe even a third option in the NBA. And the Timberwolves right now just have two, and that's Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards.
Do you think the Wolves going into last night, since they were behind, kind of they're already talking to their family and friends, like, you know, we might be able to get out of town.
Are you talking about Cancun on three? Is she just Cancun on three?
Gone fishing inside
Cancun
the NBA
on three,
crew.
1, 2, 3, Cancun. I don't know. Like, you know, I think that probably does happen. I think it's hard not to. You have to have a different level of digging deep to not have that in the back of your mind.
Right.
I would say they have 15 players on the bench these days, right?
Yeah.
I'd say the 13th guy off the bench is like, I'm cool. My money's
– Last year's Veet Krejci.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whoever that was.
He's like, I mean, dude, you know, the girl said if we get to go early, you know, she'd be cool with that. So
their version of Garrison Matthews, he's like, you know what? It's not that bad.
Yeah, he's like, hey, if we lose tonight, just pick me up at the arena. We'll go straight to the airport. We'll go hang out in the Sky Club
tickets?
For a while.
Bags already packed.
Yeah, do you have a flight? Do you have plane tickets? Man, we'll get one there.
You're guaranteed what $300,000 or $400,000. I'm sure you can buy plane tickets on the fly.
You're taking the PJ, son, 100%. Just get one teammate. You're like, hey, we're taking the PJ.
I mean, you know, what's
it's the Odell Beckham boat picture from 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only problem with that is that happened. They were still in the playoffs.
Oh no.
Yeah. I mean,
that was like a Monday.
I mean, all you gotta do is tell your girl, just call me daddy.
Yeah. I'm not even going there.
What's up, Stefan? enjoy that drug test.
Yeah. Whoa. Boy. Sheesh. Dylan, tonight's matchup though. Is this it? Is it a wrap?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's a wrap. Part of me wants, just because I feel like I've been deprived of a good conference finals, part of me wants to see the Knicks extend this and give me a little drama here in the conference finals. But if we're keeping it real, if we're keeping it 100, it's over tonight.
All right, I'm going to go opposite.
Okay.
You know what I want? I want a good finals.
I was going to say, okay? That was my next question.
So what I want is the Pacers to go ahead and, you know, let these Knicks fans start their whining and crying and their, you know, their hatred for their team suddenly that is going to pop up as soon as they're eliminated to start immediately. That way, because the NBA Finals is a set date.
Yeah.
I don't know when it is.
June 5th is when it's scheduled to start.
I was literally about to say sometime in the first 5 to 6 days of June. Thank you, Dylan. There you go. Perfect. And so it's set already. So I want both teams to have almost equal amount of rest. I don't want one team to sit off for a week and the other team come off of 7 games. I don't want that. I want both teams to have rest, and what happens, happens. I think we maybe could get a better finals that way. That's what some people tend to believe, is that, you know, there's not enough rest. So for these players. So
shout out Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. So that's the way I want it to play out. But and plus, I just want Knicks fans to suffer.
Speaking of rest, I mean, if you look forward at the schedule, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure like the day after Father's Day is like Game 5, which is just insane. Like we're talking about, you know, that's already 2 weeks away.
You know what's funny?
And you're like, dude, what?
Dylan, correct me if I'm wrong, but Game 6 or Game 7 that year that the Warriors and Cavs played in it, where they went 7? Was literally Father's Day Sunday. I think it was Game 7. I think that was Father's Day Sunday.
Yeah, you're
game
right.
Game 6. So they've already, since then, it's basically ending a week later. And that was only like 10 years ago.
Yeah, Game 5 is June 16th. If there's a Game 6, that's the 19th. Game 7, 22nd.
Well, shout out Mr. Halliburton. He'll be happy.
What day is the 22nd, Allie? Do you know? Is it a Sunday?
Let me see. Got to get a calendar, shift over to the next month. The 22nd's a Sunday.
Yeah. The draft is that Thursday, which will be like the 27th or the 26th.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it's wild. They've already had their draft combine and everything. It's just so different of a schedule than the NFL keeps.
Yeah, all right. That is going to happen tonight. Obviously, we went over the wake-up call talking about fathers. I took my son last night at the United game. It was our first ever sporting event, just a father-son combo, and he had a good time. Did have to leave right after halftime, but again, he's 4. He's like, I'm tapping out. Like, just go ahead and take me home. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm ready for a little bedtime. And he knocked out on the way home, too. He was like, right,
he's a 30-year-old, 4-year-old.
also, we are talking a little bit about the crossover possibly between the SEC and the Big Ten. Who do you want your squad to match up with, whether you're a Big Ten fan or an SEC fan? Bo brought it up earlier. Wisconsin's cool. Penn State's cool. Bo also said Purdue for Florida because he's like, you know, I'd like an easy dub. They're one of the worst teams in college football.
If you tell me I got to play one team every year, yeah, it's the Purdue or an Indiana who will come back down to Maryland, maybe a Rutgers. Although nobody wants to go to Jersey to play a football game.
Well, speaking of college football, I got a story for you about a ring ceremony that happened in my presence. Let's hit it mic'd up. It is mic'd up, and if you guys did not see this, I want to talk a little bit about the Georgia Tech rings that came out, and the pictures started being launched a couple of days ago. And was it? What bowl did they win for these rings? I can't even remember. It wasn't the Birmingham Bowl, was it?
The Georgia Tech?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely the Birmingham Bowl.
And they launched a picture. And the first question under all these photos is like, what did they get a ring for? Oh, well, they won a bowl game, right? They won a bowl game, and they had a good year, and they're kind of signifying the turning of the program, if you will, right? It's like, hey, man, this team has kind of gotten to the next level. And want to make sure that we get a ring. Now, once upon a time, you would have said, look, it's a recruiting tactic, this, that, and the other. I don't know that any of that even matters anymore for a lot of these kids right now. Now, hopefully that changes at some point where it's like, I'm going to go somewhere where I can develop, win a title. Right now, it's like the agents being like, hey, here's where you're going, right? So it is what it is. Rewind, guys. I want you to rewind with me about 20 years ago, right, I signed on to an Alabama program that was coming off of sanctions. Anybody remembers all the sanctions that happened with, you know, them being outed for a Memphis recruit? They had scholarships taken away.
The Phil Fulmer.
Yes, it was a debacle.
Allie, he refused to show up to SEC Media Days in Hoover 1 year.
Yep.
Because he was going to be basically subpoenaed.
Subpoenaed to come and testify in court in the state of Alabama, obviously, at Media Days, all the stuff going on. It was crazy,
yeah,
right?
But that never happened at Big Ten Media Days.
Right when all those sanctions were happening, you know, Bama got a bowl ban, they got scholarships taken away. That's when I signed. I was like, ah, I'll play there. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. And not that I had a ton of offers out there, but it's one of those things where you look at it and you go, oh, yeah, this is a program hopefully can bounce back. It's Alabama. I signed at Alabama the first day I was in training camp at Alabama. I go through summer program. Very first day, Mike Shula's the head coach of training camp. They show up with rings. Now, they didn't win the Birmingham Bowl. As a matter of fact, they lost their bowl game. It was the Music City Bowl. And you remember this squad, Minnesota, with Lawrence Maroney and Marion Barber?
Oh, I do.
So,
I do. Both played in the NFL.
You know what's crazy? So, obviously, the game before Bama played them, they played who? They played Cadillac and Ronnie Brown. And then they played Lawrence Maroney and Marion Barber back-to-back games. Crazy, right?
Hey, which duo was better in the NFL real quick? I'm going to say Barber and Maroney.
I'm going to say Cadillac and Ronnie Brown.
In the NFL?
Some good years down in Miami. Anyways, so they got rings, and I remember they didn't even want them. Like, a bunch of my teammates were getting rings. I was not there for the Music City Bowl, but they're getting rings. And, Dylan, I don't know if you got this cut pulled up, but a lot of them were quoting this from Friday Night Lights.
Hey, bring it home, huh? Bring one of these home. Get you one of these.
Get you one of these. Lose the Music City Bowl.
That's from Friday Night Lights.
Get you one of these. Lose the Music City Bowl. Win state.
That's
Permian.
That's so funny because right after that, he hands in the baby and he's like, all right, keep her for a while.
You just keep her a while. But all my friends were sitting there. They got these Music City Bowl loss rings. Where they're like, dude, why did we just get rings?
Right.
This is so ridiculous. Now, back then, recruiting tactic, hey, we got rings. It's a turning of the tide, if you will. We're all pointing in the right direction now, but none of my friends wanted these rings at all. I would be shocked if any of them still even have these rings. They were like, dude, we got Music City Bowl loss rings.
To put a take real quick, when I saw these, when this was sent to you, somebody sent it to you and me.
Yeah.
And I saw the tech one. I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And then I go, hold up. Because if this is a way to kind of that they're using this and that they've done some kind of research where this is a way to build confidence in the players and the program and kind of show we're on the rise, then I have no problem with it, especially at a school like Tech.
Yeah. I think it's cool. And like I said, if there's a lot of people out there hating on it, like, why did Tech get rings? I promise you, there's been worse. And it happened in Tuscaloosa with the turning of the tide. The Music City. Hey, get you one of these.
Sounds like a 30 for 30.
Lose the Music City Bowl.
What if I told you? It started with losing rings.
Yeah, the turning of
the
tide.
But it was nothing but a turning of the tide.
Get you one of these.
This is what it's about right here.
And lose the Music City Bowl. Anyways, man, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a wake-up call, 404-726-0929. I want to hear about a memory with your kid at a sporting event. What is one that you remember either going to with your dad or one that you were able to take your kid to that you'll never forget that always sticks out as a core memory in either one of your lives? Also, crossover opponents, Big Ten, SEC. Who do you want your squad to face off with and why? Maybe there's a house divided going on with some of you guys out there.